This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Mark Kilcoyne joins us now, broadcasting live from the Golf Expo. Bob Sundvold is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Andy and Charlie still with us. Martin, how are you today?
Good. I thought Frank invited Bob Sundvold to come on at about 10:58, I believe.
John Sundvold.
Now, Bob Sundvold said I could do it at 11:10, and Frank said, no, more like 10:59.
So we can get rid of these guys.
And no, then Bob Sundvold said, I wouldn't want to interrupt the slop. So
no. I just told Frank during the break, I said, somebody driving agrees with him, somebody agrees with Charlie.
But
And everybody agrees with me. That's just the way it.
Great to see you guys. Has Strick been peacocking around a little bit, 622 Blue?
He's feeling good, and he should.
Well, I just explained why this is happening. How about Vladimir Tarasenko, by the way? You know, he's the easy target for a lot of people to criticize for whatever reason. And at times, it is certainly justifiable because he's your best player. And when he's not performing like your best player, then he should take some heat, should take some criticism. But at the same time, this guy has got to get some acknowledgement when he's your hardest working player. This guy was your hardest working player last night. I mean, the effort. It's about the effort. It's not about, like, I'm not worried about Vladimir Tarasenko to be the best two-way forward. You want him to be the most dangerous offensive player. What you get in the defensive end, you want him to be responsible and certainly know where he needs to be and what he's supposed to do defensively.
Can I be hockey guy for a second?
But let me just say, what he did on this road trip, and this is a product of Craig Berube, like I said, holding everybody accountable equally and bringing everybody together as a team. That's what you have. When you're a coach and you don't do that, players look at you like you're a fraud, and they got a lot of respect for Craig Berube, and he's brought a ton of credibility inside that dressing room.
Now, I'm not going to break down any Fenwick numbers for you.
And he'll be the head coach if they get this team into the playoffs, by the way.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
If they get in,
and let's say losing the first round, you still think he gets it.
If they are in the playoffs, when the playoffs begin, the St. Louis Blues, Craig Berube will be your head coach next season.
All right.
And even if they get swept first round, doesn't matter.
Craig Berube will be your head coach next season. I'm calling the Colorado Avalanche now as a dark horse for Joel Quenneville. He loves Colorado.
He's still out in the chalet having
drinks.
He
loves Colorado. They're slipping. If they don't get in, Jared Bednar, who was the coach of the year last year in the National Hockey League.
What if he could have either job, St. Louis or Colorado?
Or maybe he wasn't. I guess the Vegas coach was. Regardless,
what's more appealing to Joel Quenneville? I know you don't know definitively, but in your opinion,
yeah.
What's more appealing, Colorado or St. Louis for Joel Quenneville?
Well, he loves Colorado, there's no doubt.
I thought he liked here, too.
And he does like it here as well. But, you got a situation.
Who's got a better roster?
Let me tell you this. You got Nathan MacKinnon, one of the best players in the league. You also will likely have the first overall pick because they own the first-round pick that belongs to Ottawa. So if they have the first overall pick and you're getting Jack, I mean, there's a lot of things that would certainly be interesting to Joel Quenneville to go back to Colorado where he and his wife, Boo, love it. They love it in Colorado. Listen, I'd love to see Joel Quenneville here. All I'm saying is if the Blues get in the playoffs, I think this is Craig Berube's job.
Then he'd be working for Kroenke, Frank. Can you imagine that? Can we get to him? Strick, can you get to him and say you don't want to work for Enos? Okay.
Enos.
Think about it. Although, either way, he gets to be in the division. He'd face Chicago regularly. He'd love that.
I know.
Charlie, what about Chicago's Enos in the courtrooms? It's not working out so hot.
Not looking very good at all. And he's a little bit upset with what's going on now.
Really?
Legally, he's really upset.
How about this class action suit? If you bought Rams
how
gear
much will they
or Rams
get?
Tickets, I talked to...
Do you need a receipt? You need a receipt, of course.
Well, Mr. Stoles, the attorney, told me yesterday that the Rams, if you purchased some of the stuff from the Rams, which some people did, their stores, that they would actually have to be subpoenaed and get the receipts from there.
Wow.
So what, like bought a scarf for like $20, you'll get $20 back?
What if you bought a T-shirt at TJ Maxx?
I'm sorry.
It sounds silly, but if it causes more headaches or consternation for Demoff and Enos, I'm fine with it.
I get that, but anybody who's turning in a receipt for a T-shirt they got for $14.99.
A foam finger.
needs to a foam figure for $399. Come on,
full
now.
$14.99.
You think H. Walzer has got a couple of Rams balls?
I know a number of media members who have a lot of Rams gear
that they purchased. I got a lot of Rams gear, but
whether it's a leather coat or whatever it is,
I didn't purchase.
You know what? That's interesting. I have an unbelievable leather Rams jacket that somebody gave me, and I gave it away last night to this Rams fan in town. He was really
thrilled. You gave it away.
You feel
last
good
night?
About it?
Yeah.
I know people who were diehard Rams fans, PSL holders, season ticket holders, had young kids. Their kids grew up going to Rams games. I mean, they were as passionate about the Rams as anybody in town. And they had cardboard cutouts in their basement of Rams players. I mean, it was like a decked-out basement for the Rams. They loved it. He's turning into H in his old age. He can't walk, and he can't hold his breath
he
either.
He talks like Don Knotts or Andy Griffin.
They got rid of every single Rams piece of paraphernalia that they owned inside their house. Everything. Got rid of everything.
I've got a room full of nothing but Rams gear.
That's what you needed to say?
I'm the nothing but Rams gear. Nothing.
Well, let's take a picture.
Don Knotts, you got something else to say?
Take a picture and show us and prove that.
Don Knotts.
Yes, Don Knotts.
Andy Griffith, I believe.
Where is it? In your studio apartment.
Andy threw the first shot today on Charlie's walk. You want to describe it for
Martin? Oh, my God. He was walking straight up, but his knees were touching the ground. Like, it just hurts so bad to watch him walk.
I just got through working out for an hour,
he
man.
He has locked knees or something. Oh, my God.
This is kind of a long walk, too, to get here inside the convention.
It's like it was so cold.
I parked up close today.
Like his body was frozen or something.
Can I just tell you, the line here just to get into the golf expo, you would think they had free food at 590. Yeah. This is what our line looked
like. I'm looking for some golf shoes,
Stan
by the way.
Stan Kroenke was giving out autographs or something.
I told you get some good buys here.
Told you I'm taking my golf game to the next level, too.
Well, that would be the first level, I think.
That's why I'm here. Oh, the first level. I want to go
before you can get to any level, you need to get to the first level. Strickland did, and every story bears repeating, Charlie.
Yes.
He was on the green, and I turned around, and he was putting with a driver. And I said, yes. And I said, what are you doing? He said, what? I said, that's for teeing off.
Wow. This is going to be quite a few lessons.
Yeah, this is going to take. What did Frank say? A couple days a week? You might want to up that prescription a little bit.
The clubhouse.
But great to see you guys. Where are you going to be tonight, Charlie?
I'm not going out tonight. I'm going to take a quiet weekend.
There you go.
I'm going to stick to quiet.
You playing
weekend.
Dominoes with your neighbors?
Quiet
or what?
Weekend or whatever. I'm cleaning out my Rams gear.
Cleaning out your Rams gear.
Yeah, I want to hang it up right.
How about the one, Charlie? What?
You should be part of the class action suit, and then it comes back.
Oh no,
sir!
No,
didn't pay for any of this.
No.
Charlie, how about a reaction on this one? For the second year in a row, the Gateway City finished 53rd nationally among those 56 markets for the Super Bowl. That kind of surprises me.
What is it now? Say that one more time.
We're 53rd. Out of the top 56 markets. Yeah. We were 53rd in television ratings.
Really, that low?
Yeah.
Well, we do better than the NBA. Much better.
Wow.
More people watch
NBA, no, fewer total people watch the NBA, but maybe more people in St. Louis. I mean, the NBA, there's not like a ton of people around the country that are watching the NBA. I mean, there are, but it's not as big as the Super
Bowl.
Absolutely. Let's be honest.
But it's the erosion of the NFL fan in St. Louis.
That's
what's happening, for sure. New Orleans was the most true to their word, though, saying we won't watch, and it was half the amount of people as a year ago.
They had parties out in Bourbon Street. They didn't watch the game at all. They had a great time.
And then, Andy, you'll be on the broadcast tomorrow?
On the broadcast tomorrow, 1 o'clock face-off, 12:30 pregame show on Fox Sports Midwest. Looking forward to that.
NBC Sunday?
NBC Sunday. Got back-to-backs against Nashville. This could be a preview of what we see in the first round if the Blues continue this and they're able to catch Dallas. I mean, who knows? This is going to be a great weekend of hockey. Can't wait to see the game tomorrow afternoon at the Enterprise Center.
Big feature going in the film room?
We won't be going in the film room tomorrow. We may have a sit down with we had Oscar Sundquist yesterday, who was excellent, opening up about.
You asked him if he was surprised by his success, and he said no.
That's right. I mean, he talked about how difficult last year was for him, though, and now he's turned around. He's one of the biggest surprises in the league. We may sit down with Al McInnes tomorrow. He was on this last trip. Doug Armstrong
in
Russia.
Al McInnes.
He's in
a rare interview.
He's in Doug Armstrong right now is in Russia watching the Under-18 Five Nations tournament. So he will not be. He wasn't with the team this past week, and he won't be with the team for tomorrow's game. I was hoping to sit down with him. I'm going to try to maybe sit down with Al McInnes. That'd be good.
All right, boys, we appreciate it. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bob Sundvold.